Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Universe's Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Boucher. And my name is Daniel Michael. I'm the founder, co-creator of Main Street Universe Radio Network. I'd like to start off by reminding everyone that Main Street Universe is, in fact, a network of six shows, starting with this one, Spiritual Insight, with your host, Darren Boucher. Darren is a palm reader, tarot reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And our show here is at 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday, every week. Darren is here with us. So 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Boucher. Then Monday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Time is Science of Light with your host, Mr. Randy Goldberg. And Randy is a Vedic astrologer, the Eastern Vedic astrology. Randy did study in India for a while, for about 2 years, I think, at an ashram of some sort. So check it out. He has all sorts of interesting insights as well as Jungian philosophical interests. So check it out, Science of Light with your host, Randy Goldberg, Vedic astrologer. Then on Tuesday evenings, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Miss Susan Weed. And Susan is a master herbal healer. Her topics include psychology of healing, women's health issues, and as well, of course, herbal medicine. And last week we were discussing mugwort was the topic. This week it's going to be motherswort. She did evergreens and has done all sorts of things. Even did a show on butter one time and how some aspects of butter are good for you. So 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Miss Susan Weed with her show Green Magic, Green Medicine. On Wednesdays, it's the flagship show, the one that started it all, myself and co-creator, my good friend, Mr. Kevin Baird. And it's myself, Janice R. White, our associate producer, and host Brett Hillman. And that is Main Street Universe, the flagship show. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And Main Street Universe is the show that's sort of the eclectic community show out of the group. I sometimes like to think of the flagship show as the one that's the community center, and all the other shows are different rooms within that community center, perhaps. So Main Street Universe, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Thursdays at 2 p.m., we have Queen Mother Imaku with her show Uatau, all discussing the Kemetic African-Egyptian connection. She has original language prayers and all sorts of things. Some people forget that Egypt is, in fact, in Africa. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Queen Mother Imaku on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time with her show Uatahu. Fridays, we have Jesse Ann Nichols-George with her show Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. Jesse is the author of four books, Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the Companion Workbook, as well as You, Me, Life Dreams. Her new book is You, Me, Life Dreams, and that is one dealing with relationships. And I think it's very interesting. I think it's a step up from Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. She discusses how different levels of masculine and feminine energy in all people interact and relate to one another. So, Jesse Ann Nichols-George, Friday midnight with her show Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. And I'm still waiting for Darren to show up in the call queue. So what I'm going to do is play a brief song and get right back. I just communicated with him, so I know he's right around the corner. So I'm going to play a brief song here. These are from my good friends Woven Green, who I saw recently at the Tally Ho Theater here in Virginia. I'm in Fairfax. The Tally Ho is in Leesburg. So here is Woven Green with Before Moonlit Nights. And I'll be back in just a minute.
Before moonlit nights, an infant cries in the great void of silence before we knew time. A miracle spawned the dawn of life. Hear all the stories of how we came to be, our legends, myths, and our heroes.
All right, and I see Darren is here. I'm going to go ahead and turn your microphone on. Welcome, Darren Bouquet.
Thank you very much, Daniel Michael. How was your Sunday, my friend?
It was pretty good. I played a show musically. I played a gig at the Paradise Springs Winery in...
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the porch, it's all like stone and glass, and it's just a lovely place.
Oh, beautiful. And what did you play? Some of your original material, or what did you?
Yes, I did actually play some of them for the first time.
Oh,
some from my new album, Songs of the New Old Ways, which is due to be out in June. We're planning for a June release. As it's turned into a bigger project, it was just me, and now it's like we got a whole band and all sorts of folks involved. So we have a plan. We get together once a week, and we're planning on a June release. And yes, I was playing a lot of my own material and a few cover tunes mixed in there.
Beautiful. Were they received, may I ask?
I would say they were received very well. It was
wow, cool.
The one thing was, it was a very loud room. I sort of, like, even when I first got there, there was already, like, a party going on in the room, and it's stone, you know, so it was like stone and glass, so it was really loud. So it was like the people in the back who kind of wouldn't have been listening no matter who it was, and then sometimes they were, and then the people up front that were listening were actually quite friendly and complimentary, and I got some tips and all that kind of thing. So,
wow, okay. Well, that's amazing. And it's great to get new work like that, that, you know, you have it on, you know, there's a concept and there's a this and that and this and that. But then when it's well-received, it's just that's where the culmination of it. I think that's really beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And the last week I did some as well and had a really good response. So everywhere I go, I've been getting good responses for the new material.
Oh, okay. Well, that's terrific. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, and obviously I'm not saying that's a total validation, but, I mean, it's pretty incredible, so...
Right, because some people like stuff that's no good.
Well, I'm just having, and I'm sorry to bug your our listeners and everything with this, but I am having like the worst technical difficulties with my new like state-of-the-art laptop that I got. I'm just like, I don't know. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Good point. All right. Okay. At any rate, I'm not really, is it Tao with, like, standard spelling, or is it the way you send it?
I don't know. I might have to send you another message. Basically,
yeah, let's just...
In the text world, like, I couldn't capitalize my last name. My last name's supposed to be capitalized on that. For some reason, they wouldn't let me capitalize it. I don't know why. I got a cheap little phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it T-A-O? Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, yes. I spelled it wrong.
You spelled it wrong. Okay. So, All right. Don't give us the access code to the Warheads, because that would be bad. Somebody would be in trouble.
I was in a hurry. I was listening to the show saying, you will be on air in 30 seconds. And I'm sitting there trying to text.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. We'll have to have a conversation about this. So you'll have to man the whole lookout at everything and see what's going on for me.
Yeah, and I'll send you another email confirmation, too.
Yeah, I'm going in blind on this one. That's all right. I'll be okay. For some reason, I'm hitting login and sign in and everything else, and it's not quite picking it up, so I don't know what's going on. At any rate, so this evening, Persephone and versus stress. So I find that when we look at everything as being cyclical, like the idea behind the Persephone myth, we can really kind of open ourselves up to the idea that everything happens for a reason. And if we're dealing with some sort of strife and some sort of anxiety and something is arduous or difficult to deal with, we'll realize that that winter season will be a season, you know, and then everything will kind of renew itself into some sort of abundant, prosperous, or bountiful sort of a spring vibe at some point. So when we look at that as coming at some point, then we can maybe relax into the fact that what can we learn from whatever we're dealing with at the moment, and at that point, release ourselves from stress. So, also, the whole idea behind Persephone and the fact that she went through this trial and everything and the separation from her family, only to be renewed and recreate the life and abundance of springtime, I think is just something that when we look at growth, abundance, and the warmth of sunshine after a long winter season, we know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and even if we're dealing with some sort of stress, that can ebb and dissipate it from our lives.
Now, you know that there's different versions of the story of Persephone. It's a tiny bit off topic, but it's still on topic, and that is that...
Oh.
One version is Persephone is kidnapped by Hades and brought to the underworld.
Uh-huh.
Her mother, Demeter, is upset and tries to get people's help, Hecate and Zeus and everybody, to try to get her back. But the other one is that she was, you know, a young girl who oftentimes, as young girls do, maybe they don't, you know, always have the best taste in men, and she actually very willingly went, oh, I want to be with the Lord of the Underworld. This is mysterious and interesting. And that she actually chose to, but then made a deal to return.
Ah.
Doing the cycle.
Now,
this
I was not aware of.
Oh, okay.
Interesting that she thought this was this amazing idea. That maybe, hey, let's, you know, this might be fun for the weekend sort of thing. And then, instead of playing the role, like, for the family, being, you know, admitting that she wanted to do that, then, of course, I was kidnapped. That's so interesting. Now, what's the difference between the two myths? What's the difference between the two thought processes behind the two versions? Is one on, like, on Crete and the other one's in Athens, or what? I mean, who came up with which myth and what's going on? Do you have any idea? The differential at all or not?
I think that sometimes it just changed as it got older, and sometimes it was made to be more patriarchal or made to be a little more male dominant. Like, it must be the men that they both did the wrong or could have something to do with fixing it. So,
right.
Instead of it being the will of a young girl that made it happen,
right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once again, we can't admit that the will of a young girl or women on any level had anything to do with something important, right? Because that would be threatening. It's so funny. You know, it is funny that, you know, that's why I applaud the, you know, a lot of the, I mean, you've heard this before on the show, like the Viking mentality is never been quite afraid to admit the power behind, you know, the aspect of feminine power or, you know, their importance in society. So I've always applauded that. I mean, they're not the only culture to do that, obviously. Obviously, the Greeks did that as well until some other sagacious or, you know, wise people decided, oh, that's not such a good thought, let's change it. So what aspect of the myth do you appeal to more? Daniel Michael, what do you think?
I think the part that's alluring about it is just that, is that something is very alluring and something is very dangerous, and that in that whether it's she was willing or not, whichever version, she's being brought to a totally different world that's scary and she doesn't understand, but then she becomes part of it. And she has to return because she's eaten from the, you know, the pomegranate and all that. So she kind of, now it's part of her. So whatever got her there in the first place, she was part of something new and potentially scary and dark and underworld. And now it's a part of her. And now it's part of the cycle of the year. So I think it's that.
Maybe let's look at it like, wow, you know, that just relates to, you know, anything, I mean, any sort of aspect of when you eat the forgotten fruit, the forbidden fruit, and or you open Pandora's box, you will never be the same afterwards. You just whether or not it's for 3 months or the whole year or whatever, you know, once you open your eyes, you know, we were watching, you know.
In a sense, it's trading for knowledge.
Yeah, and it applies across the board. If it's Amy Adams from Enchanted being, like, shot through a, you know, doorway from her magical fairy tale land into, like, New York City and realizing, yeah, I'm bored with the Sleeping Princess deal. Like, I'm bored with that. Like, now I need something a little bit more visceral or, you know, anything like that, really. So I love the idea that Persephone was actually like, oh, hey, let me check that out. Like, that might be fun. You know, maybe the bad boy, let's check that out, you know. So I think that's great. I think that tonight will, you know, it'd be great to maybe discourse a little bit with anyone that calls in about ideas or their thoughts on the concept of Persephone and what she brings. I did want to mention, too, that one of the most interesting aspects or ideas behind Persephone is a concept by Jeff Noon, and he won a Pulitzer for this wonderfully interesting contemporary book called Vurt, V-U-R-T, and then the sequel is called Pollen, and it's about kind of a very aesthetically weird computer virus mythic creature that is Persephone, you know, and she buys, and then she's like through flowers and things kind of infects the world with abundance, and then we see like the probably the dangerous end of abundance or springtime, so which it's really interesting. So if you're interested in that concept or idea behind Persephone, then check that out. It's really amazing.
Yeah, and Darren, we do have some callers here.
Okay.
I wanted to mention that. And I'll start with the first one, and it's 111, so hello.
Hey, Darren, how you doing?
Hi.
My name is Trish, and I was wondering if I could get a little insight on a relationship reading.
Okay. All right, yeah. So you're just curious about what's happening as far as relationship for you, or what I see, or what's just generally vibrating for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Any comment on the transition between winter and springtime and the idea of the goddess Persephone bringing us spring?
You know, I don't know that much about Persephone. I know the daughter, you know, she's the daughter of Zeus and the harvest goddess. But I don't know. I'm still, you know what, I have to admit, it's something that I, that Greek mythology is something I struggle with.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe if it just provokes a little thought, that might be fun. You know, some people really can't stand the idea of a virginal goddess as the, you know, this unspoiled caricature bringing us springtime. So, you know, some people really bristle to that idea, and some people love it. So, it's something to think about. Okay,
okay.
So Trish, purple or green?
Purple.
Purple? Okay. So we talked about possible, you know, moving forward or checking out things, ideas and connections in relationships. So I'm going to start off by just kind of checking this out. Just give me a second here. Okay. This is pretty positive so far. Hold on. Oh, wow. Okay. So I'll just tell you what I got so far. The Queen of Swords, I really feel like this is you, all right? I'm going to ask my spirit guide. Hold on one moment. Okay, I think that you're finding a little control, a little leveling out from what's happened relationship-wise in the last, I would say maybe 2.5 or so months. Being empowered to make the intellectual decisions that you want to make, being a kind of bolstered up onto this kind of pedestal or plateau where you can be taken seriously as a person, as a woman, and as someone who has an intellectual repertoire that can kind of use, you know, a Queen of Swords can use her swords to cut away the bullshit and the just the extraneous ideas out of the situation and make it a very linear, okay? She brings up a lot of really great, vibrant ideas, and people relate to that. And I really think that you, now we're asking about a relationship, so I see that you being empowered maybe in a way that you haven't been empowered before, not just as like a flirty, fun, you know, person or somebody that isn't implanting their ideas intellectually, but as being respected as a Queen of Swords, as a woman who has an intellectual just a vibrancy that really needs to be respected and move forward. However, that may make you feel like an aggressor or the heavy in a situation. Now, given that I see that, the next stage of that transformation is what we see is the Page of Swords inverted. So there's someone else that may be gravitating towards a kind of an immature or like maybe younger feminine attitude where it's just a little bit, I don't know, maybe just vain or jealous or just trying to pull from you because they don't like this pedestal that you're standing on as the queen. So they're trying to chip away at it. So what we want to look at coming up is the fact that I think that whatever's been transpiring with you, maybe through dating or through really just reclaiming your energy as the Queen of Swords, there is someone that's going to try to chip away at that. And this might even be a friend. This might even be somebody that usually celebrates you. But they may be celebrating you when your power is at a minimum. And now that your power is going to be at a maximum, they're having trouble with that because maybe they need you in some sort of conduit where they're sending out energy or releasing energy to you all the time, and they're missing you in that capacity. Now, as you move forward from there, what we're seeing is the Seven of Cups, and Daniel Michael will tell you this is one of my favorite cards because it shows someone reaching for all these different fantasies and dreams and buoyant attitudes for, oh, my gosh, what can I do with myself? There's creative aspects that I want. There's entrepreneurial aspects. There's career goals that I want. There's you know, artistic, like maybe just strictly for art's sake goals. The soul wants to build. And that's what when we have the Seven of Cups, that's what you're moving towards. So if you're looking at, I'm looking at relationships now being for you, like the relationship slash like newer opportunities being about you transforming and finding your clear niche in the world at large in the next 7 months. So this looks really good.
Wow, that was really interesting. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say I just met someone, so I really don't know where it's going to go.
do they respect you? And really, not, I'm not saying hang on your every word, but they want to bolster, they want your input?
Yeah, they do.
This is great. Watch out for your friend. Now, you may love your friend, but it may be one of those friends that she dumps energy or something like that. So if she's doing that and she can't support you in some of the way you're feeling in your transformations, then just let her know to catch up. And if she doesn't catch up, then you might have to take a break for a little while, because you're going to go after your fantasies coming up. And that's just, you can't move backwards, as they say. So.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right. You calling Spiritual Insight with Darren Bucare. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that seemed...
Yeah, if you guys want to reach me, again, for a private consultation, it's dbucare, and that's at gmail.com, darrenbucare@gmail.com, or you can, of course, get a hold of me at Marie Labo's on Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
And another thing, Darren, I thought it was interesting because she said a new person, and you kind of had a page there, which sometimes means young and something new, you know. So, and swords, the Queen of Swords is always an interesting card.
It's interesting in the aspect that I saw it as. I could have seen that her mother is some oppressive person that's keeping her from, or I could have saw there. You know, she's really under the boot heel of some oppressive boss or, you know,
right.
But it wasn't an oppressive card either. I could have looked at it as there's a matriarchal figure that's helping her. No, it was her. It screamed it to me. It was her. And being, you know, we have these relationships that sometimes are a little, you know, they're a little immature, they're a little pedantic, they're a little like, I'm not quite sure what's happening. And, you know, that's okay because it's fun and it's playful and it's sexy and it's whatever it is. But then when we have one that's an actual adult relationship, that transforms us. It's someone else seeing us as a mirror where we can bounce energy off that person that's saying, I see you as someone that I can build energy around and then actually move that forward. So if someone's seeing her as that person, then it will allow her to be that person.
Right.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. All mm-hmm. right, we have another caller, Darren.
Okay.
Then after this caller, we might take a short break and then get to our third caller. So I just want to let everybody know it's 904
okay.
is the next caller, and then 619 is the one after that. So that everybody's...
As I continue to try to log in, just trying to, that's okay. Okay, so let's take the second one.
Okay. Welcome, 904.
Hi, this is LaShondra.
Hey, LaShondra. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very nice. Very nice. Having a marvelous Sunday. So any comment about the goddess of springtime and bringing new energy into... you know, kind of a winter landscape and kind of things growing and expanding. Any comment on that or thoughts?
No, I really don't, but I had no idea about it, but I would definitely do more research because it sounds interesting, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. What, do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I'm actually trying to change jobs,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to see what can you pick up around it. The job that I thought I would get, I didn't.
Okay.
I'm really trying to leave the company that I'm with now.
All right, so you're trying to leave the company that you're with now, is what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm. I'm burnt out on my job, and
mm-hmm.
I don't think that the opportunity is there for me. And
all right.
Looking,
so
I'm
the question is, you're. I mean, what if you give it to me in that kind of a linear question, like, you know, I'm trying to leave. Says, okay, I'm trying to leave. I got you. You know, but what? Okay, what is the? Am I going to get a new job, or is that the question, or what is?
Yes, basically. When do you see me?
When? Yeah, I mean, because if you want a new one, you'll get one, you know. But it's just a matter of when is the real question.
Yeah.
So let's take a look here. Hold on. Purple or green?
I'll choose purple.
Purple, okay. This one. Okay, we want to look at the founder of possibly when is he going to get a new job? You have to really interview for a good position. I think that you're taking, you're just taking stuff. And if you just take things because you think that you don't want to be without money and you want to keep the money rolling in, then you're going to get offered things that are maybe not as lucrative as you would like them to be, not as high profile as you'd like them to be. They're just, you know, adequate. So what we're looking at here is I get the hangman inverted, which means you got to stop. You put yourself on the railroad tracks and you sacrifice for other people. So what you're doing is you end up being the kind of person that you need to recalibrate your energy a little bit. First, you need to apply for something that you really want, but that means repackaging or shoring up your resume and really representing yourself. And that also means interviewing, and not maybe once or twice. You probably have to go to 5 interviews. That's okay. You know why? Because you deserve the job that you'll get at the end of those 5 interviews, okay? What I'm seeing is some hollow energy for the next month and a half. So the next month and a half, it's going to be difficult for you to kind of make this stuff really come together. So that's okay, though, because you need something that's good. You don't need something that's okay.
Right.
That's the situation. You need something that's really going to make you, you know, give you that money that you need. So what I'm saying to you is that it's time to repackage and get things together and get things kind of pulled together for yourself. So let me ask this question off. Okay, boom. There it is. 6 of Pentacles. That's it. I think let's say by the end of 2 months from now, things are going to pull together in such a strong way that the 6 of Pentacles is about having extra money. So you know that you'll be at a higher salary, but you have to recalibrate some stuff. You have to look at your resume. You have to look at your experience, and then you got to look at exponentially interviewing for something that's a little bit loftier and a little bit more where you would like to see yourself, and not just what you need at the moment. So I think your vision is a little short-sighted, so you need to own manifesting energy. Daniel, Michael, can you chime in on this for me a little bit?
Yeah, I think, like you said, preparing and accepting the new position is a huge part of manifesting and becoming the new thing. I struggle with it all the time, or in the past did, more as I'm transitioning to being a full-time artist and musician for a living. And so one of the tough parts is accepting that that's what I am and that's what I deserve. You said deserve earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just getting your mind right to accept and deserve it, I think, is a part of it.
I have a two-part question about graduating. I applied for graduation for May the 17th. It's in Atlanta. It's for my master's in adult education. And I'm just wondering, do you see me actually walking on that day, or do you see me run into any problems with graduating?
Okay. So are you going to go on, like, some sort of nature hike, or what's your question? I'm joking, though. That was a joke. I'm just kidding. You know, I can't. I'm silly like that. No. No, are you going to be, yeah, no, of course. So now here's my thing, right? Do you have a major, and I know the answer to this before I ask you, you realize this. Do you have a major project or something that you have to do that's not you're not going to finish?
No, not really. It's more of a
okay. Do you have any? I know. Do you have any major idea problems with testing or something? Here's my point.
Oh no.
Here you are again. Here you are again, creating this doubt that becomes a thing. It's out in the universe. You're putting this out in the universe. So I'm telling you, please don't do that.
Okay.
You get my point?
Yeah.
Because there's no way you shouldn't be walking on this.
I was talking to a coworker, and I was saying how my thoughts are so powerful that I manifest them, and that's my biggest struggle is that I'm a manifester, and I manifest my, you know, everything that I think, and I try so hard to block out all the negative things, you know, and bring in the positive, but it's a struggle for me. But I
wow, well, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was going to say. You know that, right? That's
yeah,
exactly,
I know.
Exactly. You're
and
a powerful manifester
with.
That is tough. Is you're manifesting the wrong things, and you're doing harm to yourself, which is I don't agree with that. You know, I don't think that's okay. I don't think you should be doing that. You know, so given the fact that you know what I mean when I say manifesting, and you know what I'm talking about, then we should, you know, that's something that, you know, all you have to do is switch gears with that. So if you're asking me if I see you walking that day, I see the fact that you, well, let me look, hold on. What day is it?
May the 17th.
What?
May the 17th.
May 17th, okay. Okay, one moment. Yeah, it's a Knight of Pentacles. It looks pretty good to me. I wouldn't worry about it at all. The Knight of Pentacles takes their financial or their physical construct and then moves them forward. A knight is a variable, somebody that moves situations towards their next goals. Whether if it was upside down, I'd say you're going to be moving something towards negativity, be letting the fears get to you. I don't think they're going to get to you. I am concerned about what you said about manifesting because, yeah, it's, you shouldn't be doing that. That's not a good idea.
Now,
really
how
not.
Do I work on it? I don't know what to do because that's my
all you need
struggle.
To do is stop that. Look, you need to, first of all, you think too much about money. Money has become difficult for you. I told Danny Michael.
Yep.
Fraud or UD, right?
Absolutely.
Change your life, right?
And I'm definitely someone that of all the things, the most blockages and the most everything I had, like I could believe that, oh, I could manifest, you know, something like an experience or even a relationship, but for some reason my mind was horribly blocked about the idea of money and how heavy it is and all of that. And it reminds me of a conversation, Darren, that I had with a mutual acquaintance that, you know, Bubbles, at Sticks and Stones.
Bubble, I love Bubble.
Yeah, and she's a master herbalist and everything else. And she said, the mind always has doubt. It's just our human condition. So it's how we handle it. It's how we handle the doubt. So don't think that the doubt's not going to be there. It is. It's how heavy you make it. It's how important you make it. And it's not saying that's easy. It's difficult stuff. That's why, you know, people work on these things their whole lives, you know, but can be done.
So you just need to, look, it's practicing the start of, it's all visualization. So if you know what manifesting is and you know that you're doing something that's probably retrogressive, then you know that there's a way to solve it, and you just need to do it, though. The problem with you is not understanding what it is. The problem is just doing it.
Get a daily habit.
Okay.
Daily habit of visualization.
You know, it's like telling somebody that really likes snickerdoodles that they need to stop eating snickerdoodles. And they're like, but I really like these snickerdoodles. What are you talking about? And, you know, and then they just one day and they walk by snickerdoodles and they're like, damn it. So it's just telling somebody that, okay, you can't do it. You know, you need to eat celery instead of snickerdoodles. And it's just, so for you, it's just visualizing, okay, this is me getting this situation. This is this happening. This, it is happening. Actually, So, you know, I shouldn't be calling somebody and saying, hey, Darren, do you see me actually graduating when usually my testing stuff is pretty on point? You're pretty much at probably a B to a B-plus average to A. You know, like, you shouldn't be worried about this stuff. But instead, you're calling me going, am I going to graduate when everything indicates that you will graduate? Right?
Right.
Yeah. So what you should be doing is asking me, hey, am I going to get the kind of amazing sort of job situation that I'm looking for? And I'm saying that I see that tweaking itself and I see that coming together. It may be closer to the beginning of the summer and not, you know, or, you know, maybe in 2 months from now, okay? Because right now you're trying to graduate. And that's important,
right,
too. So give your soul some time, you know. If your bills, you know, you'll handle your bills. Are you going to be making any major purchases in the next 2 to 3 months? Maybe not. And that's okay.
No.
Give your soul time to own the fact that you're graduating.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, you deserve that. You pat yourself on the back. Take yourself out. Get yourself a, you know, a daiquiri or a bottle of Prosecco or something and say thank you, God, or thank you, Persephone, or thank you, whoever, and say, hey, thank you. I just graduated. You know, I deserve that. I pat myself on the back.
Okay.
Because you're your own Knight of Pentacles, okay? You change your own life, all right? Sometimes I see the Knight of Pentacles, and I'm like, oh, wow, someone's going to come in and save you. But you are going to save you. You're that person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's great. Now, if someone's lucky enough to fit their life into your life, like we've talked about before, then they're the lucky one. Because you're on the upswing. You're not on the downswing. So you make sure they know that they're going to be lucky. You know, that they're getting somebody good. So that doesn't mean they need to kiss your butt or anything. They just mean they need to acknowledge the fact that they're getting somebody who's making their life, they're being with somebody who's making their life better. And you need to make sure that they're one of those people too, so you can help each other get better.
Right.
Cool.
Okay.
So I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Cool. And don't be a stranger. Give us a call again.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Let us know how things progress as it goes on.
I will.
All right. And thank you for calling. Have a good evening. Okay. And like I said, Darren, we'll take a brief song break and be right back. This song that I'm going to choose, I'm just picking one from the list, folks. Babanam Kevalam. So that sounds cool. Let's do that. All right, everyone, and welcome back to Spiritual Insight with your host, Mr. Darren Boucaire. I'm Daniel Michael, and we have time. Darren, we're going to be stopping the show at 8 this evening. So we do have a caller who's been waiting for a half hour, 619. Welcome, 619. You're on the air.
Hi, Daniel and Darren. How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
Good. My name is Steve.
Good.
Yeah. Hi. And I'd like to... Hey there. I had a question for you. Did you want to ask me something, though?
Oh, no. No, that's cool. Do you have a question, or do you have any comment about the idea of springtime or the goddess Persephone bringing a reliever to stress?
I think it's great that she does that. And spring is my second favorite season. My favorite is fall.
Uh-huh. Me too.
I agree with you on that one. I love fall. Yeah. So same way.
Okay. When I was, it was either in meditation or kind of drifting off to sleep last night, I heard a message saying, I need to demand attention. And I don't know what that means or what it relates to in my life. So that's my question. If you can give me some insight on that.
Can you repeat that, please?
I heard a voice say, you need to demand attention.
And when did you hear this?
It was last night.
Okay. And was it was it audible? Was it just like
it was
more
clear
telepathic?
Clairaudient,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when saying that it's clairaudient means that it was fully something that you heard in your head.
Right,
was there a little bit of you actually heard? Do you think you heard it with your ears too, or?
Yes.
Okay, because sometimes it'll, especially if you're getting a spectral, like a message from a spirit or something, you'll hear it in your head and hear it audibly as well. The fact that you can hear it audibly is saying it's quite powerful. So.
Right.
Okay.
I can do. Cool.
I'm sorry.
I was just saying that sometimes it'll be very faint, but this was very loud and clear.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, so purple or green?
Purple,
okay. And just please repeat the message again so I can just kind of get it.
You need to demand attention.
Okay, you need to demand attention. All right. He wants to know what the you need to demand attention comment relates to in his life and how to apply it. I'll be honest, I'm getting some real, I guess I would say the word is squirrely energy. I'm getting some like vivacious, like feisty, kind of, I don't know, mercurial energy that wants you to get out there and just stir the pot a little bit and do stuff that's going to get you noticed.
Okay.
I don't entirely think it's positive, I'll be honest with you. And
you
believe me, I know all about it because one of my favorite, you know, deity forms since I was a kid was, you know, of a mercurial deity. You know, I just recognize it completely. If you're getting messages from spirits that are low-level spirits or even deity forms that like to kind of push buttons and push boundaries, that can be a good thing and a bad thing. So I guess my question for you is, because I got a very clear message. Hold on, let me get a card. I got the moon upside down. Oh, my gosh. That tells me you're dealing with lower level spirits.
Okay. Thank you.
I hate to tell you this. No, I don't hate to tell you this because I want to save you from doing stupid
stuff.
No,
I appreciate
really
it. I do. I appreciate it. Yeah, I do appreciate it.
Yeah. The moon inverted, Daniel Michael, right? Are you with me on this one?
Yeah, because the moon represents high intuitive wisdom. And when it's inverted, it can mean things are lit up or illuminated in sort of a physical reality sense. But as far as intuitive, deep water type wisdom, it's not necessarily a positive card for that sort of thing. And that's the level.
That's why it was so important to know if you actually heard it with your ears. Because if it's just a message from your spirit guide, odds are you're not going to hear it with your ears.
Okay.
You're not. Because they don't need to. They come in your dream and they'll tell you something very clearly, and it'll feel like you're being bathed in a nice golden or white light that just feels like it's a very clear, poignant, relaxed message. When someone's like, "Hey, Steve, go do something. Get noticed, buddy. Get out there." Like, who's doing? So how do you get any sort of clear audience stuff a lot, or what's going on?
I have through the years.
Okay. Have you found yourself in odd situations where suddenly you don't know why you're in the middle of a lot of drama or weird happenings, and you find yourself sitting around trying to get depth perception on them?
Usually it's not instructions to do something. It's just stating something. It doesn't always
No, I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you if you find yourself in compromising positions where you're not quite sure what exactly happened or what your impulses were behind the situation and why you're enmeshed in some sort of drama that you're not quite aware of why it's happening.
No.
No? Okay, well, good. Then you got a handle on it. Then it's not that bad. I think in this situation, though, it might be some prodding towards that. So here's the thing. Clear the decks. Connect with higher energy. I don't know who you connect with as far as divinity forms, or even if you do connect with any divinity forms, but I would say even if it's the Brahmin or Buddha or whatever, just clear the decks, clear your energy, clear your house, just everything, and be all about white light and positivity and all that for the next 2 weeks. If you like to watch horror movies, don't take a break from that, you know?
I had a client
2 weeks ago asked me, she's like, "Hey, it's the premiere of The Walking Dead, can I watch it?" I said, no, you can't watch it this week because, you know, someone, you're getting, some sort of, you can't go to sleep because we're getting spiritual attacks. No, I would say, no, don't watch that. You know, DVR them and, you know what I'm saying, hang on to that. So I'm going to say clear the decks a little bit and try to connect with some higher white light energy, whatever it may be, and then see where you're at after that.
Okay.
Do you feel like you need to be noticed by people, or how do you feel
no,
about that message?
Not at all. I'm very unassuming. So.
Okay. Well, I think that what we're looking at also might be some sort of weird lower level spirit that's trying to get in and create some sort of alter ego for you. And you know what? You don't need that either. If you want to get out there and be noticed, then you're supposed to make the decision.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think you got it together. Just the moon, look, it would be one thing if I got that message and didn't get the moon inverted. For me to get the moon inverted says, whoa, there's some sort of weird spiritual undercurrent of weirdness happening,
yeah,
so that you need to get a handle on it.
And when you said weird just now, I just got a confirmation, you know, that you're right on.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, someone's got your back because someone made you call me tonight. So,
Thank you,
I don't mess around. I don't say a lot of flowery, ephemeral stuff that maybe this, maybe that.
Your readings are very in-depth and very to the point and just deep. They're very deep. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Well, good. Well, I'm built towards positivity. And give us a call, you know, in a couple weeks. Let us know you're doing okay.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. And thank you very much for Steve.
Thanks, Daniel.
And have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Microphone is on. All right, Darren. And we're closing the show out a little early this evening, folks, because Darren's having some technical difficulties and some other things going on here as well. So we do have to close out. Sorry, I know 856, we'll get to you. Call back next week. We'll be back here at 7 o'clock.
We will get to you. And again, thank you all for calling in and tuning in to Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquet. And we will talk to you next week.
All right. And real quick, Darren, how can I reach you?
Yes, if you want to reach me for a private consultation, it is D-B-U-C-A-R-E, and that is Darren Bouquet, or dbouquet@gmail.com. Or you can contact me at Marie Valvo's House of Voodoo on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, Louisiana.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquer. We're here every Sunday night, as well as 6 or 7 other shows on the network now. We're on the air almost every night. And soon, guess what? Joining us Friday, March 21st, the lead singer of the band Yes, Mr. John Anderson, will be joining us. So very great guest for us to have. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. Ticket.